Welcome to Tashma, the podcast where you get to listen in on Hadar's Beit Midrash. This year, every week, we will hear a Devar Torah on the Parsha from Rabbi Tali Adler. Let's listen.
If you are lucky, you will live to see your parents begin to need you in the way you once needed them. You will feel it most in the small things, lifting a cup of water to your mother's lips, adjusting the light so your father can sleep, laying a hand on his forehead. And you will be desperately sad, but also lucky, because each time you do these things, you will remember that they once, so many times, did them for you. And you will know that you were and are loved. God, too, is a parent. But God's biggest tragedy, if one can say such a thing, is that God will never grow weak or old. God will never need us to do for him what he once did for us. And this, perhaps, is why God asks us to build the Mishkan, to give him what our hearts compel us. The Mishkan is not just a site of relationship, but an opportunity for mutuality. When God says, "You shall bring for me what your hearts compel you," what God is offering in this moment is to become a God who needs what only we can give. The Midrash Haggadah describes the building of the Mishkan as the act of a grown child who builds a house for their father to repay him for years of care. Usually in the world, if a father has a child, as long as the child is young, the parents take care of her, anoint her, wash her, feed her, and give her to drink, and carry her on their shoulders. When she grows up, she gives her father a beautiful house to dwell in. So too, when you were in Egypt, you were like children. I bathed you in water. I fed you. I gave you water to drink. I carried you. Now that you are adults, build me a home, as it says, and you shall make me a sanctuary. As a child becomes an adult, her relationship with her parent develops, creating room for mutuality. While the parent no longer requires a specific kind of care they once provided to their child, the child can now reciprocate that love in a new way, by building them a home. So too, the Midrash offers, God once cared for Bnei Yisrael when we were in our infancy, providing us with food, water, and safety. Now, as a mature nation, we respond to God's care by offering God a place to dwell on earth. The Midrash Tanchuma offers a different understanding of the Mishkan's potential as a site for mutuality. It is as if the Holy One said to Moshe, "Say to Israel, it is not because I need your light that I ask you to light a candle. Rather, I ask it to give you merit." In the Mishkan, the Midrash suggests, we offer God not only a dwelling place, but specific acts of care, such as kindling of the light of the menorah. While God does not need our light, God allows us an opportunity to offer it as an act of love for us. Offering light is different than building a house. It is more intimate. If we borrow the Midrash Haggadah's framing of an adult child and apply it to the Midrash Tanchuma, a new story emerges. One of an adult child who cares for a parent's needs in the specific way their parent once cared for them, as one might for an aging parent. Just as a parent makes sure that a child has a light at night, so too we kindle light for God. We know in truth that God does not age, does not become infirm, does not need our light or our care. But in asking us to give, to offer, to visit, God gives us the opportunity to love him as if he did. The Mishkan, in this understanding, becomes the home where we care for the aging parent who once cared for us, reciprocating the same acts of intimate care. Korbanot become specially prepared foods for a father who may no longer be able to cook for himself. The Kohen Gadol's yearly forays into the Kodesh HaKodeshim, visits to the bedside of a mother who can no longer leave her room. Maybe what God is saying when God asks us for the Mishkan is, "Help me drink a glass of water. Turn on the light so I can see." Not because he needs it, but because in doing these things for our father, we are able to feel that we are giving back a tiny piece of what he has given us. And we know that we were and are loved. Maybe what God is saying in some way is this: I do not need your food, your light, your hand on my forehead. But please know, always, that I need you.
Our producers for this episode are Sam Greenberg, Chana Kupetz, and Jeremy Tabak. Thank you to Nadav Remez for editing this episode. I'm your host, Rabbi Avi Killip. It's been a pleasure to learn with you.